Hey. Hey. Look at me for a second. There you are. Deep breath with me. In. Two. Three. Hold. You're safe now. It's just us in here. Nobody's staring, nobody judging, just me and you, right? Here, water. I grabbed it before I left. Small sips. That's it. You want the heater up? I'm not driving it. We're just gonna sit for a second in the parking lot and breathe and let your body kind of like catch up, right? Do you want to tell me what happened, sweetheart? They yelled at you? Over a price? You double-checked, stayed polite, called your manager, you did everything right, but they kept going? And then your voice cracked and you started crying in front of people. Baby. Yeah, that... like, double wave embarrassment, like, feeding on itself. I'm so sorry, honey. No. Listen to me. They were out of line, the customer. Yeah, they were wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. Crying in public doesn't make you weak. It's what happens when you're... body, like, dumps all that stress and adrenaline. Anyone would have cracked after that. You're fine. Look at me again. You did not make a scene. The customer made a scene, right? Yeah. You just got caught up in it. You held it together as long as you could, and then you walked away. That's a good thing. You did very good. That's professional, and I'm proud of you. Hand, please. In your hand. Okay, squeeze. There. That's real, right? You feel the seat under you? Yeah, my hand. Hear the rain outside? You're here in the car with me. You're safe. Another breath with me. In, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Out, two, three, four. Good job, baby. Drop your shoulders, okay? Unclench your jaw. That's it. You know what? Did I ever tell you I used to work front desk at a gym? Well, one time, a guy dumped a smoothie on the desk in front of me, and it splashed all over me, and when I tried to laugh it off, he called me useless. And I, like, went to the bathroom and bawled my eyes out. I thought everybody could hear me. And not one person... mentioned it the next day, except to say that the guy was an asshole. We build these, like, monuments in our brain to moments that, like, nobody else cares about. Nobody else is visiting these monuments, right? Like, this is going to be the exact same situation. If anyone in that line was like judging you, that's like a them problem, right? Doesn't that indicate to you that there's something internally kind of wrong with that person? Right? Would you judge someone? No. I mean, I promise you there were plenty of people in there who felt bad and embarrassed for not like standing up to the customer and putting a stop to it, because you're at work, right? You can't go off back on them. You can't really defend yourself. Your job is on the line. Yeah. No, I guarantee you. Are you worried about going back in tomorrow? That's okay, honey. Here's the plan. Tonight, you rest. And tomorrow, we can go in a little early before your shift starts so you can talk to your manager before the rush. And if that customer shows up again, you step back, manager steps forward. You don't owe a stranger your nervous system. Say this with me. I'm safe now. Good. And crying doesn't make me weak. Exactly. It makes you honest, and I can work with honest. Baby, you're allowed to have bad days. You're allowed to like feel things that deeply, right? That's part of why I love you. You care. And caring hurts sometimes, but you don't have to, like, hold that alone, like, carry it alone, you know? Tonight, when we get home, you're gonna put on the softest, most comfortable clothes you own. I'm gonna make you a nice drink. The honey one. And put your phone on Do Not Disturb. Blanket burrito. Dumb movie. You get to pick. I don't get a vote. Okay? Yeah. Fine. That one. We're gonna do a reset night. No, like, replaying what just happened. No, what if I had done this? No, what if I had said that? Like, none of that. Tomorrow is gonna come on its own, no matter what we do, right? So let's not, like, I don't know, let's not like meet tomorrow at the door, right? I love you too. Is your seat comfy? Your buckle's not digging in? Shut up, you're overbearing. Good. Let's get you home, Angel.